Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, Water of Life Ministries, Plano, Texas, a servant and an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, sent to the world and you, wherever you're at, live stream, Roku, whatever. Praise God. Just want to encourage everyone what's going on in Harare, Zimbabwe. The well is coming along well. How do you like that? It's doing fine. It's going to they have it drilled. Anyway, we're going to be drinking water out of it shortly. Thank God. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is to serve the living God. Well, we want to continue on from the book of Hebrews. This will be the third night, and we'll be reading, Kathy will, from the third chapter of the book of Hebrews. This chapter is a tough chapter. It'll mess with your unbelief. It will make you unhappy because you can't love God and unbelief at the same time. You have to come to a place one day to where you say, I hate unbelief. And mean it. Oh, you will. You'll have to mean it. And that unbelief, it's terrible. It's evil. It's of the heart. All right, Kathy, would you like to begin reading in chapter 3, the book of Hebrews, verse 1?
Sure will. Verse 1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
Holy brethren, partakers of the what? The holy calling?
Of the heavenly calling.
Oh, the heavenly calling. Yeah, well, they're both holy. Amen. All right, let's move on.
2, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house.
Let's back up and begin again.
All right. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
Oh, how many of you knew that Jesus was an apostle? Now, wouldn't it be amazing if Jesus were God and called him an apostle? No, Jesus was a man. A man, became a man. He was God, created everything. Everything that he might have preeminence over all. But he was, became a man and a holy apostle. Read that verse again.
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
Notice that Jesus Christ is an apostle and the high priest of our profession?
Correct.
P-R-O?
Right.
High priest and apostle of our profession. Apostle Jesus, amen, considering, hallelujah, you know, things are pushing back, as politicians say, a little bit. These principalities and powers don't like when you say Apostle Jesus. They don't have to bow. At the name of Jesus, Apostle Jesus, they have to bow, and high priest of our profession. Next.
2, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house.
Jesus was faithful to the one that appointed him. Is that what that says?
That's what that says.
And who appointed him? Apostle and high priest. The Father. Jehovah, and he was faithful. Also, it says Moses was faithful. Is that right?
That's right.
Consider Jesus. Jesus, our apostle, and high priest of our profession, who was faithful over his house, as Moses also was faithful. Next.
3. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses.
Wait a minute. That calls him a man?
It says, for this man.
This man. Oh, God bless you people. You know, it seems like if you really want to stir up the devil, if you want to stir up religion, just call Jesus a man. Right?
Right.
Well, I didn't. God did. And God appointed this man as an apostle and high priest of our profession. He appointed him over his house, as he also appointed Moses over his house. And the Lord's house is the body of Christ. The Lord's house is the body of Christ. Next.
Inasmuch as he who has builded the house has more honor than the house. For every house
whoop, 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 whoop. As much as he that builded the house?
Inasmuch as he who has builded the house has more honor than the house.
Than the house. Now, who is that talking about?
I'll read the whole verse.
Yes, you're going to have to.
For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who has builded the house has more honor than the house.
Oh, Jesus built the house.
Right.
Has more honor than us. We're the house, right?
Amen.
Yes, amen. Can we have another amen? Well, we got 3 or 4 dozen. Yeah. You know, I used to hear these preachers. Could I have an amen? Don't shout me down because I'm preaching so well. I never was bothered about that. More honor. The one that built the house has more honor than the house. Doesn't that seem strange? Is that what that says?
For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who has builded the house has more honor than the house.
Good enough. We better move on.
4. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God.
Every house is builded by what?
Some man.
Some what?
Some man.
Man?
Man is italicized.
Oh, okay. Translators put that one in.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. But it does say he was a man, he built it. So their translation was all right. Now would you read that again?
For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God.
Notice, God builds all things. Don't forget to give God glory and credit for everything that you do. Have you ever considered that you need to give God glory that you can breathe? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yes. In him we live and move and have our being. Next.
5. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house.
Moses, faithful in all his house. Good.
As a servant.
Oh, as a servant. Now we're getting around to it. Moses was a servant. Jesus was a servant. We are servants. No, We're not working for Jesus. We're not doing what we want to do. We're doing what Jesus commands us to do. When I don't want to say this. Let's go on.
And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after.
Moses faithful in his house as a servant. Read that last phrase.
For a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after.
For a testimony of those things which were spoken after. Now, okay, come on.
6. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end.
Christ over his house, whose house are we? If. There's an if, Baptist. You know, religious people have a real problem with if. It's a big word. Jesus. Read this again.
But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end.
Notice that for us to be his house, we have to hold firm, steadfast, that his confidence in the Word, in the Spirit, in the Gospel, unto the end. Did that say that?
Right. If we hold fast the confidence.
If we hold fast the confidence and what? And rejoicing?
And the rejoicing.
Oh, yes. You got to rejoice. Rejoice evermore. You have to rejoice in tribulation. You have to glory, rejoice in tribulation, in pressure, persecution. When they revile you, rejoice. Oh, I count it joy. How do you think I got where I'm at? Obeying God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Rejoicing in tribulation, persecution, when they revile me. That's what you'll have to do. You'll have to go forward with God. Next.
7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
Look at that. Holy Ghost saith. Holy Spirit, same thing. Same person. Harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. As they did the day of temptation in the wilderness. Harden not your heart. Harden not your heart in the day of temptation as they did in the wilderness. Read that one more time.
Harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
Yeah, the provocation. That had to be there. Don't harden your heart as they did. Now, let me tell you, these hours and these days in America, in the world, you have to watch more than we did 20 years ago. Because there are more evil men and women, seducers, evil, out doing evil things, trying to deceive you. 2 Timothy 3 tells us this, 3:13. Evil men, seducers, wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's what we got today in America. Harden not your heart when it gets tough, when it gets hard. Humble yourself, and God will raise you up next.
9. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years.
The Jewish people, the fathers, proved to God, tempted him, hardened their heart against him. Read that again.
It says, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years.
They watched the works 40 years. Did you know it's a sad thing, but I no longer sorrow about all the people that sat in the sanctuary and in the fellowship hall and in hotels in Houston, Anaheim, Tulsa, Joplin, Indianapolis, South Bend, and other places. And then the day came, hardened their heart when the power of darkness hit and started making false accusations. And they didn't prevail. Next.
Verse 10, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways.
Amen. God was grieved with that generation. He's grieved with the generation of the 2000s that heard my word, heard his word, and their hearts were hardened. And they got puffed up with pride. Amen. And they said things that were lies. God was grieved for that bunch. Right here, this very day, in America, in the world, because you were grieved when pressure came because of my gospel. Next.
11, so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest.
You see that? God swear. He swear in his wrath, right?
In my wrath, correct.
He was angry at you wicked people. He is now. And he said, you will not enter into what? My rest?
My rest.
Amen. Next.
12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief.
Hold it. I taught this in this building for more than 30 years. Take heed. You got it? Take heed. Lest there be any with an evil heart of unbelief. You know what that says?
Lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
And depart from the living God. That's what took place. Still taking place. Next.
13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Do you hear that? Exhort one another, unless any of you be hardened through the what?
The deceitfulness of sin.
Deceitfulness of sin. Did you know sin is deceitful? It is. Next.
14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
Let's praise the Lord.